The Morning Farm News is being sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service. Tom Halverstedt is a scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. Tom, I've been a little preoccupied. We got a little later into May before I finally got around to calling you. I was a little preoccupied. It was called cornitis and beanitis.
Well, I was a little worried, Jerry. Usually it's like the first or second day of the month you want to recap the previous month's weather. I did call the local hospitals and nothing was there, but I talked to Deanne and told her I was concerned, and she said, have you tried the county jail?
Oh. And she's one of my friends. I'd hate to see the people that didn't like me. Anyway, the April weather, thinking back, I guess the main thing that sticks out in my mind is it was really dry. We had some nice warm weather, a couple really warm days, but it got cold too.
Well, the month started out very warm. We had some record high temperatures, 85 degree day early in the month, and things were really off and running. The first 10 days of April averaged 11 degrees warmer than normal. Then we hit a cool stretch for the rest of the month. The next 20 days were 6 degrees cooler than normal, so we averaged very close to normal. Temperature for the month averaged 45.9 degrees, just 0.2 of a degree cooler than normal. But the remarkable aspect of this April was how dry it was. Our fourth driest April on record, and our records go back to 1915. 1987 was a little drier. We had 0.62 inches of rain, less than an inch of rain this month. That's 2.6 inches less than normal. And we haven't seen an April that dry since 87, and you have to go back to like the 1920s to find those kind of numbers. So we're fourth driest April in about 110 years of record, so remarkably dry.
Well, you could see it heading out to the farm. You'd see a clouded dust, but it was just the topsoil that was really dry, because I took note when I was out in the field, the drainage ditches, my tile mains were still running. Granted, they weren't running a lot, but there was a little water still trickling out of those tile mains.
Yeah, so subsoil, that does drain through the spring normally. It is quite dry, but you know, I guess if you're going to be really dry, this is a good time of year to do it. We can get a lot of work done, for one thing. We've got the bulk of the acres planted, so that's good. And that, you know, staying cool maybe isn't too bad, because it puts a little less load on some of those seedlings. If it was getting real hot and there's not much moisture in the top couple inches, that might be an issue. But I think our corn and soybeans that we planted first on April 2nd are up, and they had adequate moisture to get going. And I think the next planting, I haven't seen our April 15th planting up yet, but I expect that to come up too. But a half inch to an inch of rain sure wouldn't hurt anyone's feelings. Some people did get it. Now, we've missed out right here in Waseca, but I was my daughter's finishing her physical therapy program in Rochester, and I was down there on Sunday, and it poured rain. So some people got a little bit. Some people don't need that half inch, but we could sure use it.
I'm a little worried if this rain doesn't come, Tom, because we've really gotten in the habit now of just spraying those pre-emergence herbicides over the top right after we plant corn and soybeans. And boy, these last few years, it's worked great because Mother Nature gave us frequent rains.
Yes, that is probably the best incorporation method there is to put them on the soil surface and get a nice rain. And by nice rain, I usually, my rule of thumb is to activate soil-applied chemistry, you need a rain that wets the whole profile. So if it is quite damp out and it only takes a quarter inch to really wet the profile, that'll do it. But in this case, we might need more like a half to an inch to really wet the whole profile and get those herbicides where they need to be and active so they can do their job against our arch rival. Water hemp is one we sure want to try to keep down.
Now, planning for the worst and hoping for the best, if we don't get a rain, we can expect those herbicides to have some effect, can't we?
Yes, they do. I mean, we're likely to be disappointed with what we see if it does stay quite dry. But if you compare it to doing nothing, and I've always done that, I've always had trials where it's been a few years, but I've been doing this back in the 1980s. We had a lot of springs like this where it was quite dry. I'd have some soil applied chemistry out there compared to nothing. And neither one of them are perfect, but boy, you could sure tell that they do have some effect, and that is very helpful, especially with the arsenal of post-emergence products we have now. So even just a little bit of help in the soil applied aspect is a benefit. So I certainly wouldn't pull the plug and say I'm not going to spray because it's too dry. Just like you said, hope for the best. And if we do get a nice rain in the next week to 10 days, I think we'll get some pretty good activity.
On the other hand, if it does stay dry, then thinking ahead, then maybe you better be keeping a really close eye on how big the weeds are getting. The first ones that come through, maybe we'll have to do two post-emergence passes, or maybe we'll have to do one earlier, but better keep an eye on the size of those weeds.
That's the thing that does trick us often. You know, we see them greening up out there, and we look at them and say, oh, they're just barely coming. I'm gonna wait on it a little bit. And before you know it, they're 4 inches tall. And 4 inches isn't very tall. Take a pop can out there and put it in the field. And if they're that tall, it's time to get on it.
Do you have any concerns about crop injury with our herbicides because it's dry? Do we need to be more concerned, less concerned?
Typically, those products are very active with soil moisture. Cool weather can make a difference because the crop needs the metabolism and everything to detoxify those compounds. And in cool weather, it can be a little bit of an issue. But typically, dry weather is not a problem. I would certainly take this cool, dry weather over cold, wet conditions anytime. That's when we really run into problems, is when it's cold and wet. We got a lot of product near the crop, and it's taking it up, and it doesn't have the ability to detoxify it like normal. That's when you run into a lot of injury problems. I think cool and dry is much better.
I have some concerns if we do have to go to Plan B or use some different herbicides or an extra pass about availability. I've been hearing about some shortages, I guess, especially the glyphosates and the Liberties.
I've heard that too, but I did talk to someone with the manufacturer of Roundup and said, I haven't heard that, and he's in the company, so I don't know. But I know there's probably likely to be could be real, it could be imagined, but there's going to be, if there's a demand, somebody's willing to say there's going to be a shortage. So that's kind of how it works. When the demand is up, it seems like the supply goes down.
So now you and I have joked for a number of, the last couple, 3 years, I guess, a number of months about how we had so many miserable falls and miserable springs, and Mother Nature owed us a number of nice springs and nice falls. And I'd say this spring, Mother Nature is paying on her account really well if she gives us a half to an inch of rain very soon.
Yep, I think that's right. If we can get just a nice little rain here in the next week to 10 days, we'd call this a great spring.
I know I was out there planting, Tom, and not so much the corn, but certainly the beans. I planted my normal depth, about an inch and a half on beans, maybe just a touch less. And you were thinking, boy, you got up to that little bit of a knoll on top and it was more cloddy and dry. And you're thinking, maybe I should go deeper. And then you get to another area and the marker was turning up plenty of moisture. No, I'll leave it where it is. It was that constant struggle about, do I go deeper to make sure I'm in moisture or hope that Mother Nature smiles on us?
I think the latter is most likely to happen. I think we're likely to get enough moisture in the next couple weeks to get the crop started.
Tom Halverstedt, scientist at the Southern Research and Outreach Center at Waseca. And the Morning Farm News was sponsored by Kibble Equipment of Owatonna for all your John Deere equipment parts and service.